Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Mulivey. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Funk for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Cecil moves to second. Greg Mulivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Watwood. Alexander reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stone. The throw from Tate and he is out, Mulivey applying the tag. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig takes first base on ball four. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Desautels reaches second base with a double. Koenig moves to third. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Koenig scores. Desautels scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Uhel moves to second. Garland Braxton now pitching. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Braxton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Koenig bunts towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Desautels hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-1 in the game. Malivi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds bunts and there's an error on the play. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Uhel strikes out. 1 out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Funk moves to second. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Funk scores. It's 5 to nothing, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Shevlin now playing first base. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a pop-up towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel bunts towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. Koenig moves to second. 1 out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Desodles strikes out. 2 outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Braxton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Koenig moves to third. Uhel moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton is 0-for-1 in the game. Braxton is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. Malivi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Herb Jeffries now playing third base. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Geringer hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Shevlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shevlin hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koenig hits a line drive towards third. Jeffries reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braxton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Desodles hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Whatwood. Rogel moves to third. Desodles moves to second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Uhel hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogel tags and scores. DeSotles tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Garland Braxton. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Krause moves to third. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malivi hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson catches it and throws to DeSotles, who throws to third to double up Krause. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Walsh now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Shevlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shevlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Shevlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the mound. Uhel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Jolly scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Clancy moves to third. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. DeSotles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.